your home for the St. Louis Cardinals. Advances in coronavirus testing. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
Lightning fast results in as little as 5 minutes. That's a whole new ballgame.
And Abbott Labs, which got FDA approval, will start sending them out this week.
They will begin delivering 50,000 tests each day.
This, as President Trump says, we'll all be keeping our social distance a while longer. Fox's Rachel Sutherland has more live.
Dave saying the death rate is expected to peak in the U.S. in 2 weeks. President Trump announced social distancing guidelines will continue through the end of April.
We can expect that by June 1st, we will be well on our way to recovery. We think by June 1st, a lot of great things will be happening.
The president said two health insurance companies, Humana and Cigna, are waiving deductibles and copays. This is the FDA's allowing emergency use of anti-malaria drugs for potential treatment. Dave.
Rachel, Dr. Anthony Fauci on the White House task force is glad the president is no longer talking about an Easter easing of guidelines.
This mitigation process until the end of April, I think, was a wise and prudent decision.
He fears he could have 100,000 to 200,000 deaths in the U.S. So far, it's more than 2,500 out of the current 143,000 coronavirus cases. The New York City metro area has gotten it the worst, and temporary hospitals are being set up. Today, the U.S. Navy ship Comfort will arrive with 1,000 hospital beds.
And so we'll be getting the direction from the local hospital system of what patients we should take and be part of the broader effort.
General Terrence O'Shaughnessy leads the U.S. Northern Command and says they'll take non-corona patients to free up more regular hospital beds to deal up with COVID-19 cases. New Yorkers who leave are not being so welcome in states like Rhode Island and Florida, where Governor Ron DeSantis just told Fox,
"We can't prevent travel from an American citizen to our state. We understand that. But if we can tell them about self-isolation and request that they do that, and if they comply, then I think we'll be safer as a result."
America's listening to Fox News.
At Fisher Investments, we do things differently. And other money managers don't understand why.
Because our way works great for us.
But it may not work for your clients. That's why Fisher Investments is a fiduciary obligated to put clients first. It's the highest standard for a financial advisor.
So, what do you provide? Cookie-cutter portfolios like the rest of us?
No cookie-cutter portfolios here. Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to meet each client's goals and needs.
But you do sell investments that earn you high commissions, right? And make commissions when you make trades for your clients?
No, Fisher Investments doesn't sell any commission investment products, and we never earn commissions on trades.
So what's in it for you?
Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when our clients do better. When it comes to helping clients achieve a comfortable retirement, we're clearly different. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments, clearly different money management.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss.
Well, keeping hospitals supplied with much-needed gear like masks remains a key in this coronavirus fight. Ventilators, too.
We also have right now in the stockpile almost 10,000 ventilators that we have to hold in case of emergency. We don't want them going out, and then Louisiana has a tremendous problem, which we now know they do.
President Trump also claims some hospitals are hoarding them. Now, more companies are making ventilators or preparing to, including GM, under a presidential order. A big question, days after the president signed that $2 trillion bill to help the ailing economy, when will Americans get checks?
Steven Mnuchin on Fox News Sunday said they are fast-tracking a program to get the funding out there.
The SBA is working very closely with the Treasury. We expect to have a program up on Friday that will be up and running that will cover half of the private workforce.
Mnuchin says no one knew what to expect once the economy was shut down during the outbreak, but with the congressional stimulus, he says he expects the economy to rebound to levels seen prior to coronavirus. Millions of people have already applied for unemployment benefits after business closures led to mass layoffs. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
A rabbi who was one of those attacked during a Hanukkah celebration in New York has died.
Joseph Newman, who was one of five men hurt in a machete attack in a rabbi's home on December 28th in Muncie, has died. Newman was 72. He had been gravely injured in the attack, stabbed in the head, and his right arm had been shattered. Grafton Thomas is charged with federal hate crimes and five counts of attempted murder. The FBI says Thomas kept anti-Semitic journals and looked online for possible several targets before settling on the Rockland County community.
That's Fox's Tanya J. Powers. Thomas's attorney says he's not anti-Semitic, but has a history of psychosis. In Arizona, a police officer shot and killed in Phoenix, and a domestic disturbance, two other officers were wounded. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Champaign County Coroner Dwayne Northrup has identified a woman and her daughter fatally shot on Sunday. The women are 54-year-old Kimberly Coyne and 24-year-old Blair Coyne. Kimberly Coyne was dating 28-year-old Jonathan Perry. Today, he is expected to be charged with multiple counts of first-degree murder. It happened in St. Joseph Township early Sunday. Kimberly Coyne's body was found in her home, and Blair Coyne's body was found face down adjacent to the driveway. A 27-year-old Urbana man has been arrested for weapons violations after he allegedly fired a gun into an apartment where two people were present. Jerry O'Neill was arrested early Sunday. The state's attorney said just before midnight Saturday, Champaign police were called to the Country Brook Apartments, where a woman said someone shot up her apartment. Her 13-year-old son had been sleeping on the couch at the time. No one was injured. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Thank you, Jamie. ESPN 93.5. Good morning. Good Monday morning as we wind down a historic March here in a couple of days. Weather brought to you by the Blossom Basket Florist, also by Watts Copy Systems. Watts excited to announce Greg Wolfer's return to Watts as their local sales consultant would welcome an opportunity at some point to visit. Call 352-0428. Greg Wolf, Watts Copy Systems, Blossom Basket Floors, 367 Rose, or blossombasket.com. Good Monday morning, Diane Ducey.
Morning, Stevie. Hope you had a good weekend. We've had plenty of sunshine today with a high 58 expected, down to around 34 this evening. More clouds tomorrow with a high at 44, low 32, up to 52 on Wednesday, 60 on Thursday and Friday. Right now, we're 38 with the sunshine on ESPN 93.5.
We will be extending our guidelines to April 30th to slow the spread. On Tuesday, we will be finalizing these plans and providing a summary of our findings, supporting data, and strategy to the American people.
Yesterday in the Rose Garden, the president announcing that we have another month as we hang in there with a very tough pandemic. Ladies and gentlemen, he is Professor University of Texas at Arlington, our friend Dr. Alan Sachs. And Alan, are you sheltering in place? You okay?
Okay.
I am sheltering in place. My problem is I have to go see a physician at the middle of the week, and I don't know if I want to go. I'm serious. I think that could be a dangerous place to go.
No, I think you're right. I think you might have, depending on what it is, Alan, you're just going to have to, because you are at least 58 years old, are you not?
At least. And I can't walk, and I'm not in a wheelchair, but I have a walker. Without my walker, I'd be a goner. So I don't know if I want to go or not. I may just toughen it out for a month or two and see what'll happen.
Actually, Alan, I know you're at least, what, 80?
I'm 81.
Wow. And listen, I know you're being very careful. As a point of history, as you are a historian, we can go back to World War I and the rapid spread of Spanish flu, but with the numbers coming out yesterday that this could kill 100,000 to 200,000 people, even as we self-distance, this is rather shocking for the modern world.
It really is. You know who I'd compare, and I'm going to go way out on a limb. I think that Donald J. Trump has a possibility of going down as another Abraham Lincoln. Lincoln was ridiculed, scorned, cartooned, if that's a word, and even his friends turned against him. The same thing is happening to Donald Trump. The media, CNN, MSNBC, I was watching them yesterday a little bit, shows you how I spend my time, and boy, if I wasn't depressed initially, did I get depressed after watching them. They just picked at him. In interviewing people, did you know he said something 2 weeks ago, and now he's going back on that. And then Nancy Pelosi, the president is fiddling while people die. Just incredible stuff. Very similar to what Abraham Lincoln had to endure. And they ridiculed him about his generals. He fired some of them. If he didn't like them, he just fired them. And there's one great episode where he fired some generals and brought in Ulysses S. Grant. And some people were mad about that. They said, you know, Grant is an alcoholic. He drinks too much, which he did, and he was. And Lincoln replied, tell me the kind of liquor that he likes, and I'll send him some more. That sounds like Donald Trump.
Yeah. So you just said that you think Donald Trump could go down as another Abraham Lincoln. You've not been a Donald Trump jumping up and down guy either, Alan.
I wasn't. You're right. You're exactly right. I was very critical of him. I didn't like his demeanor. And even sometimes today, I sort of wince and say, oh, Mr. President, I have to say that. Leave it alone, you know. But he can't leave it alone. But all in all, I think his decisions are correct. And he's fighting this, and he takes no prisoners whatsoever.
Well, one thing yesterday that I did appreciate is when they were talking about approval ratings. He says, I don't want approval ratings. I want to get rid of this.
That's right. Exactly. That's a great statement. And by the way, after Lincoln died, and I hope that Donald Trump has many, many, many more years around, but after Abraham Lincoln died, he was still so controversial, they had to move his body around maybe over a dozen times.
Wow.
Because he was so controversial even after death.
Well, Alan, I am here to try and help people get through and try and figure things out and spread good information, but I also think that we need hope. But based on what I'm hearing, if the speculation and the models are showing over 2 million people, if we would have done nothing, that's just unheard of in today's day. We have so much medical, we have so much information, but yet it has shown that a virus is an equal opportunity killer and one that makes you very sick and spreads like wildfire. This is unbelievable.
It's almost like we're living a science fiction movie is the only way that I can sum it up. I mean, literally, I used to love science fiction movies, and there's a lot of them around still. And our present-day life is very much like a science fiction movie. And there's a lot of them, you know, dealing with viruses and mysterious epidemics. The Andromeda strain, I think, was one with Michael Crichton. And I think he's a medical doctor, or was, at Harvard. But, you know, the similarity between reality and fiction is with us today.
Yeah. All right, Dr. Alan Sachs, I would stay low, my friend, and try to stay as healthy as possible. You sound great. We always appreciate your wisdom and knowledge. And as always, we'll talk next week.
Call the doctor's office this morning and say, what is your advice? Can the doctor see me in the parking lot?
That's exactly right. Thank you, Professor. Always a pleasure.
Stay well.
You as well, Dr. Alan Sachs, 81-year-old professor of political science, University of Texas at Arlington. He thinks Donald Trump could go down as another Abraham Lincoln, and he's not been a wave the flag of Donald Trump kind of guy.
Mm-mm.
And regardless, when you wince, and you do wince from time to time when he talks, I think being at the microphone every day with the staff that he's put together, I love the partnership between federal and private,
mm-hmm.
trying to get help, trying to get this done.
Mm-hmm.
Can't imagine how to do what they're doing logistically. And then you have to get it to where it's going. Then they have to distribute it on the ground to the right room.
Right.
I mean, all of that in under duress. So it's precarious. It's unbelievable. We've never seen anything like this. The Spanish flu was 1918, and guess what? That was during World War I, and that was the spreader. It was the soldiers moving all over the world that kept spreading it, and then they thought they had it, and then it came back with another strain.
Huh.
And the reason it was called the Spanish flu is that Spain was neutral in World War I, took no sides, they allowed all journalists to roam free, and a journalist in Spain was reporting that this thing is catching fire, and it was strain that was then put on ships with the troops that went back to their home countries and would kill people within 24 hours of getting it.
Wow.
You would drown in your own fluids. Everything would explode inside your body. Ugh. And you would die. And it was called a W curve. We learned it decades after 1918, figured out what had happened, but There's a picture I saw of a nurse. She did have her face covered, but had nothing on her hands, mm-hmm. taking the temperature
right.
of a Spanish flu victim in 1918, and that killed 20 to 50 million people worldwide, and that world population was way lower.
Well, and you think of how medicine was back then, and there was one doctor who found that his area was better because everybody was washing their hands, and that was how we started washing our hands before treating patients. Before yeah. that, you know, medicine gone rogue.
If you would like to text in 359-2255, you can watch us on the YouTube channel. We're on Facebook Live, and somebody commented, why am I wearing gloves? You know, it's kind of double. You know, this operating board we have, we mm-hmm. wipe down all the time. Mm-hmm. But I'm also one of those guys that if I wash my hands a lot, I got all kinds of cracked skin.
Yeah.
And so a lot of water sometimes hurts your skin, and yep. my hands happen to be that.
Yep.
So it helps to wear the gloves just from that point of view of not getting too dry, and I can wash my hands with the gloves, and the gloves are fine. These are really nice gloves.
Uh-huh. And you're able to function with your phone yeah. on those gloves, too.
Yes, guess so.
I didn't think it makes you more conscientious about touching your face.
No, I don't want to touch my face. With gloves on, it's right. not quite the same. So that is, so it's instead of my incredible fashionable elbow locks that I came up with several weeks ago, but that would have made driving kind of difficult and also eating, answering your phone and everything else in your life because you couldn't move your elbows.
Yes.
They were locked in place. That was my new invention that apparently is not going to go anywhere.
Darn it.
So you just try not to touch your face. And again, some of the charts that came out for the very first time, very sobering. I was certainly one of those, and I know there are a lot of people that said, gosh, is this what we ought to be doing? I mean, wow, it's apparently 2.2 million was the speculation on how many would die had we wanted to tough it out, which initially would have been my knee-jerk reaction to saying, well, this is probably another bad bug, but I bet it's... When you're talking about 100,000 to 200,000 projected deaths of countries right now at like 2,600... That's up like 1,600 over the weekend. And so it's pretty bad. So we must put our heads down, figure out small business loans, figure out what's available. The $2 trillion that did pass on Friday will keep us going for the time being. Will it be enough? Now, they truly expect this spike to peak somewhere in the next few weeks. And so for the next week or two, it's going to be really, really bad. Now, New Orleans has become a new hotspot because of Mardi Gras.
Mm-hmm.
Things really started about 4 weeks ago, and then the incubation that can last up to 11 days, 14 days, before somebody even shows signs, has really blossomed and bloomed in the wrong way. So New Orleans is very sick and getting sicker, and the governor of Louisiana was in front of the microphones yesterday. They're going to need a lot of help. Cook County and Chicago showing more numbers. It has been decreasing from the standpoint of how many admittances into New York City, however. That seems to be going down, and that's been since March 22. So the stay-at-home since March 22 could be having an effect. Now, Brother Johnny tells me we've never factored in social distancing. That's never been a lexicon. That's going to be our man of the year, either coronavirus or social distancing. That's going to be the phrase of the year, the man of the year, whatever time wants to do.
Mm-hmm.
But we've never really factored that in. And so I don't think we know when we get into modeling, because the modeling is only dependent on information that's plugged into it. And so what does this distancing do? Well, we're going to know really soon. Also, 1,100 people are being treated with some of this malaria and Z-Pak drugs. Right. So we're going to see what the effect of that is. If that kind of lessens the severity and maybe keeps people alive, that's being tried. So there's a lot of hope. There's 100 drugs being tried.
Well, you know, when we talked with Dr. Brent Reifstadt, Carl Hospital, about steel and ways the... coronavirus is transmitted, we mentioned public transportation and the subways in Chicago and New York City being such a hotbed. Has that been shut down now?
I don't think many are doing any of that anymore.
Okay.
I think everything
it was weeks ago.
Well, sure, weeks ago, sure, certainly touching that would have carried it. Just pick your teeth after that or something. Here's your weather. That's how it spreads. Here's your weather.
We've got a temperature of 41 now with the sunshine, up to 58, down to 34. 40 33 with more clouds tomorrow, down to 32. Partly cloudy with a high 52 as we start April on Wednesday. Right now, again, 41 with the sunshine, ESPN 93.5.
And your Fox Business Minute brought to you by Rob Meyer, Provident Financial Group in Champaign, where partnerships are built on trust. Find Rob at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com. Dow futures slightly ahead after a big tumble on Friday. Text in if you'd like. Connect with us at 359-2255. Streaming all over the world on Facebook Live. I'm Stevie J with Diane Ducey at 720.
I'm Deirdre Travolton, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Facebook is pledging $100 million to help news outlets hit by the coronavirus outbreak. The Wall Street Journal says the money will come in the form of grants and promised ad spending. Smaller local newspapers are facing a substantial decline in ad revenue because closed businesses are pulling back on spending. Many organizations have reduced pay or laid off workers. There will be $25 million in emergency grants to smaller news organizations and $75 million in ad spending for news organizations of all sizes in the U.S. and globally. Carnival's Cunard Cruise Line unit is extending the suspension of all cruises another month to May 15th. Those who booked cruises will receive a 125% future cruise credit. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
Every American to the health of your portfolio. Fox Business brings you complete coronavirus coverage. As markets continue to react with extreme volatility, Fox Business shows you how to navigate the turmoil with instant analysis to help you make your next move. Plus, breaking reports from Washington to Main Street, keeping you on top of every development as it happens. Turn to Fox Business for the continuing coronavirus coverage every investor needs.
The Urbana Park District has been implementing several precautions with their facility staff and volunteers to keep everyone safe and healthy. Programs, events, and rentals and all indoor facilities are closed through April 12th. And at that time, the situation will be reassessed. Urbana Park District offices are closed to walk-in visits, but the staff is available to answer the phone lines in case you have any concerns or questions about programs. Urbana Park District, 367-1544, or visit online, urbanaparks.org.
Welcome back to How Well Do You Know Your Meat? Now back to the trivia. The freshest meat comes from your local grocery store. True or false?
True.
No, contestant number two.
It's false. The freshest meat in town comes from the U of I Meat Sales Room off of Florida Avenue in Urbana.
Yes, that's correct. You're a winner.
For the freshest cuts of meat in town, visit the U of I Meat Sales Room. Open Tuesday and Thursday from 1 to 5:30 and Friday from 8 until 1. Just off Florida on South Maryland in Urbana.
This is Starla Carr with Provident Financial Group. Finding your way to retirement may feel like working your way through a maze. Without a guide, it's hard to see if you're headed in the right direction. We can offer guidance along the way to help you see the bigger picture and make good financial decisions. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place, Champaign. Call 217-366-3456 or find us online at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Well, Fox with iHeartRadio had a one-hour living room concert last night. It was okay. I mean, it was kind of Alicia Keys at her home piano.
Right, right.
And
that's how we do things these days.
That's how we do things. Elton John said, "I don't have a piano." I said, "What?"
What?
That's what I said. Then I said, "Well, I kind of lied. My son has a one he's learning on, so..." He's saying, "Don't let the sun go down on me for about 10 seconds. That's all I got."
Okay.
But it was fine. It was a nice try. They were raising money for food.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when you say living room concert, you're not sure what to expect. You had some people just kind of chilling on the couch singing acoustic guitars and stuff. It was fine.
Well, I've been seeing that more and more from local musicians giving performances and things like that.
There's a lot of adjusting going on because of all of this. It will be one in the history books, and we haven't written the whole story yet. So here at ESPN 93.5, we're buying restaurant gift cards every single day thanks to some really generous people like Jeff Facer over at Areawide Technologies.
Troy Lands, Lands Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing. And
you've got your Steve Hillard over at HL Precision, and Tony Johnson gave us a bunch. Had some people just kind of give us money.
Mm-hmm.
So we really, you know, not really had any fundraiser. We just wanted to Jeff came in and said, the restaurants are really going to be hurting, and they are, and there's just no way to pay tip money. Some restaurants are getting people stopping by and giving tips for the servers.
That's right.
Just to give them money.
Mm-hmm.
But it won't make up for 6 out of 10 of their dollars are from tips. So it's unemployment time. It's figure it out time. It's scramble time. We're going to be shut down for at least 30 more days. And, you know, you just, you know, hope and pray that, you know, restaurants and other businesses and people can hang tough. The government money probably will get your way in the next 2 or 3 weeks. If you file electronically, you're going to get an automatic deposit. That'll be faster. But if you do by mail, you get a check by mail. So it'll be $1,200 if you're single under making under $75,000. It graduates up to $99,000, and then you drop off. Couples making $150,000 or less will get $2,400. Children under 17 get $500. And apparently there is kind of a gap between the 18 and 22, 24-year-old.
Right, if young adult, the college student age.
If you are claiming them as a dependent on your taxes, and probably still are if they've got insurance through you and all that, then they get nothing. They're just a gap as far as we could tell. So the person who texted us on Friday saying, what about my college age?
Right.
The answer, if they're independent, that's fine if they claim themselves. But if you claim them, no, they won't get anything.
Shoot.
Yeah, that's what we said.
Okay.
So, all right. And I guess it's based on last year's tax return because that's all the information they have. So whatever the numbers show from last year and whatever dependents you claim last year, that's kind of how. But you know what? It's something. You'll at least get $1,200.
Right.
So that's appreciated. And then the small businesses that'll be scrambling around, it's a question of, you know, how is this going to work? Banks are involved. The participating banks will apparently have cash ready. And once I think you go through the SBA still, Small Business Association in Illinois for us, and then you go to the bank and apparently it's fairly quick. Some of it will be a long-term, low interest. Some of it could even turn into a grant. If you keep your staff working and keep them working for maybe 2 years, you can't just drop them after you. No, you got to hold them for like 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's okay if they decide to leave you, but
right.
You can't fire them or lay them off.
Huh.
Then I think it turns into free money, don't pay me back. So that's incentive to keep your workers.
Right.
I'm all in on that. I want to keep my workers.
Exactly.
So we're gonna see how that looks here because it's gonna be a mad dash to the banks. There's no question. It should be. Money's available and you need it. And how many need it? A lot. If most of the country, 90-some+% of this nation, small businesses, and they're the engine of the country, the big megalopolis, they're very few and far between. Most of us are, you know, mom and pops under 50 employees. So that's what we're working with. Okay, if you again want to get in with us, you can. Our restaurant of the day is El Toro.
Okay.
We love the Fuentes family.
Mm-hmm.
We are going to give out $50 to El Toro. Our goals is not only to help a restaurant. So through the generosity of our sponsors, we've bought $250 in gift cards at $50 each. You can buy a lot of El Toro for $50. Hopefully it'll feed you for an evening.
Mm-hmm.
So just text in you if you're in a real struggle mode, if somebody lost work, if you're reaching, and a lot of us are, text me, give me one sentence of what's happening, 359-2255. Not only do we want to help the restaurants, but we want to help families that particularly need it now.
That's right. Those in healthcare, those teachers, those people in hospitality that might be taking a hit right now. Just let us know about that.
Let us know a little bit about it. I'll give you one of the five $50 gift cards at El Toro that we have available. And wherever you might be listening from, listening habits are a little out of kilter because normally a lot of people in their cars and we're not driving quite as much. You can listen on our YouTube channel and actually watch the little goldfish in the aquarium. It's kind of what I look like, except goldfish has a little more hair. and then on Facebook Live at ESPNCU and also the Stevie J Facebook.
And StevieJAY.com.
Yeah. So, yeah, you can go you can stream as well, ESPNCU, but through StevieJAY.com. But El Toro, $50 if you're needing it and a little struggly and a little stressed. I understand. Heavy anxiety. We get it. Text in if you'd like $50 to El Toro. Tell us a little bit about what's happening. And five people will get a $50 gift card. New restaurant tomorrow. Today it's El Toro.
359-2255.
All right, break coming up. We'll check in with Rachel Sutherland, Fox News, Washington, D.C. next.
Hey, Grandma, I haven't heard from you in forever. Why don't we message on the computer anymore?
I just don't trust the darn thing anymore. Viruses, people stealing my bank records. Why can't we just go back to the way it used to be? A handwritten note or a long Sunday evening phone call.
Grandma, you don't have to be scared of the internet anymore. Just contact Area-Wide Technologies, 359-8041.
Thank you, Johnny. Now, how about you message me that report card of yours?
Gotta go.
Whether you're looking for your first home or dream home, Busey can help make it a reality. We'll provide the answers and support you need to make your dream of home ownership come true. With a variety of loan programs, Busey's award-winning mortgage team will find the financing that's best for you. Visit Busey.com or stop by one of our many convenient locations for solutions to your banking and wealth management needs. Busey, your dream, our promise. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Jeff Facer at Area-Wide Technologies on why he wants to help restaurants.
Since restaurants ended until at least the end now, of April now, there are at least 25, excuse me, more than 2,500 cases, deaths in the U.S. among more than 143,000 confirmed cases. President Trump says he expects those deaths to peak in about 2 weeks. He's also wondering if some medical equipment is going out the back door, as he puts it, or if it's being hoarded.
Hospital chains, as we call them, they are holding ventilators. They don't want to let them up. We need them for certain areas where there's big problems. Can't hold them if they think there might be a problem weeks down the road.
Some Instacart grocery delivery drivers plan to go on strike today.
They want hazard pay of $5 per order and protective gear like hand sanitizer and wipes. Instacart has announced some improvements to its safety and its tip system. And while some workers are considering the strike, others only recently took the job amid mass layoffs in other industries to have a paying job.
That's Sal Giagrasso. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Champaign County now has a total of 21 cases of coronavirus. There were 6 new confirmed cases in the county. In that total of 21, there are just shy of 4,600 COVID-19 cases in the state now. 65 people in Illinois have died from the illness. None of those have been in Champaign County. Governor J.B. Pritzker said across the state, 30 hospital and clinical lab testing sites are up and running. Carle Foundation Hospital expects to be doing 100 tests a day by today. Within 10 days, the state should be testing 10,000 people a day statewide. Champaign County Coroner Dwayne Northrup has identified a woman and her daughter fatally shot on Sunday. The women are 54-year-old Kimberly Coyne and 24-year-old Blair Coyne. Kimberly Coyne was dating 28-year-old Jonathan Perry. Today, he is expected to be charged with multiple counts of first-degree murder. It happened in St. Joseph Township early Sunday. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Hey, it's Gina here with ABC Heating and Air. Don't sweat the summer over high energy bills or a chance your air might not start at all. Let me send a friendly service technician to your home to give your AC a full tune-up before it gets too hot in East Central Illinois. Call 352-5400. That's 352-5400. Remember, at ABC Heating and Air Conditioning, it's as easy as ABC to always be comfortable. Again, call 352-5400.
Jeff Facer at Area-Wide Technologies on why he wants to help restaurants.
Since restaurants have been closed down, I thought that would be a good place to start and engage and try and help them to the extent that I could.
And why is he doing it?
All I want to do is help, and quite frankly, I want to challenge others to do the same. Do whatever, but let's come together and solve this problem.
And what does Jeff Facer think of our future?
I'm absolutely optimistic we're going to be okay, but I think we're only going to be okay if we quit buying toilet paper and if we come together as one, find out who needs help and help. Everybody can contribute, whether it's time, running groceries to somebody, or whatever. Everybody can help, and we need to do that.
Stevie J Broadcasting salutes local business leader Jeff Facer at Area-Wide Technologies for all he's doing to help our community. Hey, it's Stevie J. I they've been using the corporate apparel from Game Day. They've been making these Stevie J Broadcasting button downs, and I love them. And I just got two new in today, and the staff's excited because I don't have to wear the same shirt. So very excited for the repertoire change and all these fabulous corporate apparel shirts from Game Day. If you want a quote, I would suggest you email them, sales@gamedayspirit.com, sales@gamedayspirit.com. It's high quality. It's great stuff. You'll love it. Corporate apparel from Game Day Spirit. All right, here is your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
A beautiful day ahead on March 30th. Sunshine with a high 58, low 34. More clouds tomorrow with a high 43, low 32. More typical for this time of year. Up to 52 on Wednesday as we bring in April, high low 36. And 61 on Thursday and Friday with partly cloudy conditions. We're currently at 41. ESPN 93.5.
Yeah, some people have checked in on Facebook Live. We appreciate that. Yeah, hey, Paul, I know you're there. Hi, Kathy. We've got people that are watching from RV Park, Gulf Coast, Texas. West Virginia the other day, also from Florida. Good morning, Susan. I see you, Terry. Hi, Jim. What's happening? Our dear friend Tiana Kane. We love her. Many people now have jumped on Facebook Live. And again, Peggy, thank you. And I will stay safe. You as well. Ron, Deborah, Marty's just jumped on Facebook Live all over the world. Let me know. Hey, Bobby, let me know where you're listening from. We'll do a shout out. But I know Florida, I know West Virginia, I know Philadelphia, I know Texas now. Wherever you're listening from, here in East Central Illinois, we are ESPN 93.5. That's Diane Ducey. I am Stevie J. Rachel Sutherland working where?
Oh, hi, Stevie J. Yeah, I'm working remotely in Northern Virginia from my home. A lot of us journalists are doing that, have been for some time. It's kind of fun to watch each other post our photos of our home studios.
Yeah. Yeah,
getting
yeah.
creative with soundproofing, things like that.
Well, Jerry just jumped on, as did Megan. There are a lot of Facebook Live because, I mean, Rachel, we've lost habits. We don't have the commuters. They're not in their cars, so now we're figuring out other ways to connect and doing streaming and YouTube and anything we can to still reach people with information, which you have from your home studio. I mean, we now know it's April 30 from the president, who was in the Rose Garden yesterday, but still, you notice all the reporters social distancing, and he said something and broke some news.
We will be extending our guidelines to April 30th to slow the spread. On Tuesday, we will be finalizing these plans and providing a summary of our findings, supporting data, and strategy to the American people.
I liked especially when he said, wasn't going to say this till Tuesday, but it was going to leak, so here it is.
Right, yeah. So, yeah, definitely extending those social distance guidelines. But he did say that by June 1st, he's hoping for glimmers of hope for the economy, which is pretty much in a medically induced coma right now. And when we wake up from it, what will it look like? Will some of the small businesses be able to reopen? How many people will have jobs? I mean, this is all weighing public health and safety versus the economic disaster that is looming. The stimulus checks or the checks from the stimulus package will be going out within a few weeks, but we wonder beyond that what kind of stimulus there could be, if there's more. Lawmakers have gone home, and they're holding what you call pro forma sessions on the Hill. They're very quiet on the Hill, very few lawmakers or reporters. I would imagine Capitol Police pretty much outnumber everybody. And you mentioned the roads. I went for a ride over the weekend, and traffic that, I mean, it was just nothing was out there. And the signs that usually flash, you know, wear your seatbelt or don't drink and drive, or saying COVID-19, stay home, stay alive. So it's just, I'd say over the past week to 10 days, at least in my area, things have changed dramatically.
Well, when the president shared the do-nothing chart of 2.2 million deaths in America, I got to tell you, I was rather shocked. And then to have 100 to 200,000 deaths, even if we do this, what is this? How historic is this going to be, Rachel?
We just don't know yet. And you look at death rates from around the world, they're very different in different places. So it's really hard to get a grasp as to how it'll play out here. I believe there's been more than 1,000 deaths now in New York, which has been really hard hit. So it'll kind of depend on where you are in the country, how bad it's going to be. I think one of the best resources is the Johns Hopkins University. They're keeping a pretty good count, so you can actually zoom in on your area and see how many cases, how many deaths, that kind of thing. But I think this would be a situation where we look back and we say we should have done this or that. But we don't have that kind of knowledge right now. And so the federal government and everybody's just going off of what they think is best right now. And that is extending these guidelines for another month. Look, I have a teenager at home who's miserable because he can't go out with his friends.
Yep.
No school in Virginia until the end of the year.
What are you going to do? I mean, it's like, it's just where we are, and you must grab something out of the incredible universe of good and look and focus on those, because it's a better life when you believe and have hope. And I do have hope, and I do believe that some of the numbers in New York City, Rachel, they're doing it based on admittance to hospitals. It's not doubling as quickly as it was. So there's a number I can grab on and say, maybe it's coming the right way. But you just have to hold on and believe and pray. If you pray hard, because we got to get through this as a country, because this economic thing is gigantic. This whole stimulus will keep us going, but not for really long. So we've got to see if we can get through it. I think the only chance is to pretty much stay away. So.
Yeah, I agree with you. And it's just a one day at a time situation.
Yeah.
And we'll do our best to keep you guys informed.
Hey, listen, just get the game of Scrabble out. See how good your son is. I mean, she's probably got you beat on that.
Yeah, good. Not Cards Against Humanity. That would be appropriate.
Right. Listen, you hang in there. Thank you for your reporting, and keep it up. We appreciate you.
Thanks, you guys.
You betcha. Rachel Sutherland, Fox News Radio.
Our economy in a medical-induced coma is an interesting way to
put
it.
Well, it kind of is.
When we wake up, how are we going to look?
Good morning, Susan, Megan Gallivan, Steve Meckling, my buddy. Peggy McDonald is at home because she does. She's a nurse in surgery, but they've canceled elective surgeries, as you know. John Dowd, David Lesney, my buddy there. Charlie, Suzanne Cinnamon, Charles Scott. All watching on Facebook Live.
Cool.
Thank you. Appreciate it. No, it's great. Let me know if you're listening from somewhere unique. Probably you're at home on your computer.
Supposedly, we've got this camera in here going, because, of course, I don't need to go on, but there's
control?
I don't know, but I know Scott, our engineer. It's supposedly there's a command in there.
I did command two.
Okay, command
I
one or command two. Yeah, whatever.
Well, when I can shift into Diane, I'll leave it on her.
No, thank you.
I don't see much happening with that. We'll figure that part out.
Exactly.
Diane's there. And when we can activate her camera, by gosh. Channing, thank you. We appreciate it. Good morning. Hope you guys are great. I think we're great.
Yeah, and it was great over the weekend. I tapped into two religious services that were Facebook Live streaming, Father Keith at St. Thomas and Father Joe in the Kickapoo area. So it's great in that aspect of still getting that spiritual food.
Well,
that
we need that. We need that. And I heard mental block. The megachurch guy in Houston.
Jeff.
Oh, come on.
I know. I can't think of anything. Why do we do that together?
I heard him on. Yes. Anyway, he had 4 million people watching there.
Wow.
And I talked to Ron Strack from Meadowbrook. They're doing online. I told him we could put you on the radio like we're doing CU Church.
Mm-hmm.
You're hearing Jason Epperson. He's on at 10 o'clock on Sunday mornings now on ESPN CU. Joel Osteen had 4 million people viewing him in an empty building.
Right.
He said it was a little difficult not having the crowd to react.
Averages 42,000 attendees.
Unbelievable.
Per week.
Several services, 15,000 each or something.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, Jason's on here on Sunday mornings, 10 a.m., along with Christian FM 95.3, his message from CU Church. Any way we can continue to be that conduit trying to get you information. Text in, chime in on Facebook Live. You can watch us on YouTube. Stream us at steviejay.com. Just click on the ESPNCU and, of course, on your radio. 359-2255. We're kind of featuring El Toro Restaurant. Lovely, wonderful food. I like the burrito loco myself.
Mm-hmm.
$11 or $12, you can get about 4 of those for a $50 gift card. That's a lot of food now. Those burrito locos are loaded.
That's right.
Anyway, 359-2255. We're trying to match up people that are in a special place where they really need a little boost, and we're happy to do it. And there are 3.2 million people that filed unemployment claims, four times larger than any other time, record set in 1982, back in the high interest days of 21% to try and get a home mortgage. Can you imagine 21%? Nobody could buy anything back in those days. In any event, if you need somebody, you know somebody that in particular need, text in 359-2255. Just say, hey, we're stressed. We could use a night. Or we just drive by El Toro and pick up our dinner.
That's right.
Really appreciate it. Let us know. 359-2255 for El Toro, $50 gift cards. Thanks to the generosity of our sponsors like Jeff Facer. We're doing that every single day. I think I got money to take us into April. We were going to just do it to the end of March, but since this is lasting to at least April 30.
Okay, good.
We're going to hear from Governor Pritzker. April 7 was our day to kind of reevaluate. I know that Chicago schools are supposed to open April 20. That's not going to happen.
Right.
Chicago and Cook County, obviously, if you're in an urban area and you're on top of each other, hey, it's you're just going to spread it.
Mm-hmm.
They're talking about $500 fines if you're out and around a little bit right now. In some cities, they're just getting really strict. And over the weekend, the president floated whether or not they should do a full quarantine in New York, Connecticut, and New Jersey.
Whoa.
And while that probably would have been good, we're not China. It's going to be very difficult when people already in a free nation aren't used to being told what to do.
That's right.
So he decided, and I think appropriately, against that, because enforcement of that, good luck.
A lot of people walk in at Meadowbrook Park, where I went with a friend, and we remained 6 feet apart on our visit. He in the front and me behind most of the time. But and everybody that, you know, there of course were families that were together and chasing after their toddlers and things like that. But
a lot of people on walks.
It's interesting how everybody's adjusting to keep that 6 feet apart going.
Yeah.
And even, you know, opposite sides of the sidewalk and going different ways and things like that.
No, we're staying away. But what's, you know, kind of fascinating, grocery store, now we're fine. Because you can't keep 6 feet apart. When you pass somebody in the aisle, you're not 6 feet.
But still, you're noticing.
You're in line. You're still in the normal in line.
I know I was at Casey in Tolono to get a coffee one time last week, and they had some blue lines set up on the floor. So people
stay away.
Yep.
Yeah. Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, they're still selling stuff. If you want to call them, you can go online, appliance-world.com, but something breaks, you got to figure it out. They got service. They can come to your home, I suppose, if that's still safe. I guess you got to be careful about who's coming in your house.
Mm-hmm.
But certainly, they're still operational.
That's
if you
right.
need something new and they can put it in the garage or something, or maybe they can install and you wipe everything down. You just got to go the extra mile right now. But Dick Van Dyke is available, so if something breaks and you need it, you need it. You have to have your food that stays cold.
Sure.
I mean, that's pretty emergency style if you can't keep food cold. That's going to be a trick. So if you want to check with them, they're on I-74 south of Neal, just at I-74 Neal, off of Neal, and appliance-world.com. They've got all the brands, and they've been around since 1977. They are a family-owned business, and they're hanging in there with everybody else. It's Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. Again, start online, appliance-world.com, appliance-world.com. I'll tell you a business that's been thriving and busy. It's CMI because they have the stuff that kills germs.
Yeah.
Chemical Maintenance Incorporated can help whatever you're trying to disinfect. They've got all of that. Go call Betsy or Brad Parks. They're on Bloomington Road. You can call 359-6262. Online, CMIclean.com. Chemical Maintenance Incorporated. All your janitorial supplies locally owned and operated. All right, here's your weather.
Beautiful sunrise this morning. Plenty of sunshine today. High 58, low 34. Clouds tomorrow and a high 43, low 32. 52 the high as we bring in April. And then up to 61 on Thursday and Friday with partly cloudy conditions. Not a bad forecast ahead. Right now we're at 41 with the sunshine on ESPN 93.5.
Yeah, we have some more that have jumped on. Charlie's jumped on to Facebook Live. Dave, we appreciate you watching. I mentioned Channing. Yeah, Joel Osteen. She said, yeah, you're talking about Joel Osteen. I know. I had a block. And I'm wearing the gloves. It's kind of a combo of the germs, and also many people struggle if you wash too much with cracked hands.
Agreed.
And I'm in that category, and so I can't wash my hands 50 times a day, and then my hands are going to be hurting a lot. So this kind of does that. It kind of keeps them covered and everything else. And listen, I'll be the first to admit, initially, I'm thinking this is an overreaction, and I was all on that board, and there were quite a few that were.
That's right.
I think the yesterday's press conference made it a little more real. Now, listen, I pray to the Lord in heaven we don't have 100,000 deaths when we're at 2,500 right now. It's going to be an awful-looking April, if that's the case, because it's going to expedite and probably multiply in an exponential way. And that's a stunning number. So I'm rather sober this morning about everything. And the death count, and particularly if you are weak immune system, if you're fighting cancer, if you're doing anything. And how many people have health issues? Like, a lot.
Yeah.
If you have bad asthma, you got to be careful. This is a respiratory breathing issue. And so anything, if you've got a pre-existing, if you're not, you got to hang low. You just have
that.
If you're super strong and super healthy, you'll probably be fine. You probably survive this. Some people just react differently. But if you're somebody who's not in great health and you've got, you know, vulnerabilities, you don't want this.
Yeah.
You just don't want it. And there's just going to be a lot of people die.
Inside
this,
the last few weeks, we've had a relative in our family tree that has had some drainage in her lungs and things like that, and is now in the hospice program at home and in bed. So, you know, we want to see her so badly, but we are just talking on the phone to make everybody healthy, and hopefully she can bounce back. A 217 texter says, for my daughter, there are people that are chiming in for the El Toro gift card today, too.
Right. Well, listen, I know that, and again, it's a little more difficult to not just say, here it is, because, you know, theoretically, we're all kind of needing it. I mean, we really all could.
That's right.
We're all a little nervous about everything. But I'm trying to reach a little bit, maybe one level down, to somebody who lost a job or somebody that is freaking out about the rent. How do the renting apartments and mortgages, I mean, what about Champaign County taxes coming up? You know, those are going to come out June 1. If you're out of work, I mean, does the county give you another month or two of grace? How's that going to work? County probably can't afford to do it.
Right.
But you know what? If you don't have the money to pay your taxes, you don't have the money to pay your taxes. You got to hang in there with the bank and your mortgage and all those other things. But the banks, you know, they got to pay people too. They've got stuff to do with money, and people generally have to take that and pay that. The people that own the apartments have to pay the bank with your rent check.
I know that. It's a dominoes effect.
It really is.
And we were talking with Ryan Schieffer, CU Under Construction, CU Trade Services, about giving these non-essential businesses that might be shut down right now a chance to get that HVAC check for free right now.
Yeah.
And that was a great gesture on his part. Half off for those who are first responders. So good stuff happening. CU Under Construction.com for their services that they're offering.
Okay, 7:52. We're going to break for the news, top of the hour. Again, if you want a $50 to El Toro, and you're in, you know, a little level two need, I think we're all in some need, certainly anxiety wise. 359-2255 to text us if you'd like. And again, many ways to listen or watch if you'd like on Facebook Live. We're there. We're there on the YouTube. We're there streaming it. ESPNCU, just go to Stevie J-A-Y, our new website, kind of all in one, and you can watch that way.
On the countryside, on US 105.9, we're mourning the loss of Joe Diffie with coronavirus symptoms. So,
Bubba sent me a text last night. Was that meant for me? Did you get that?
I did not, but I know that they are doing things over there when I poked into those studios on US 105.9 about Joe Diffie.
He said, hope you guys are doing all right. They couldn't believe it. Anna is watching. Hi, Anna. Nice
to
hear from you. Rudy Meltzer. Thank you, Rudy.
Okay.
We have a lot of people on Facebook Live. I'm glad you're there. I don't understand. It is still probably one of the weird aspects of coronavirus is the toilet paper disappearing. It's kind of funny, but then you start going, well, why are you stocking up when your neighbor didn't have any?
Right.
I mean, it's okay. I mean, I understand, but there's a specific anxiety when it really doesn't have anything to do with toilet paper. It has to do with breathing and making sure you stay away from people. And if I'm spending my money, I'm probably going to buy, like, food. You know, I'm not going to stock up on paper products.
It is odd.
It's an
and
odd
now
thing.
Now that I'm using the restroom, I am way more conservative.
Well, because you're not sure if we have any more.
Exactly.
But it's an odd aspect
the
of...
The fold-over method.
And I think it's just one of those weird traits of this one makes me go buy toilet paper, and now you're trying to buy all the paper products, and every place you go, you see where everything is sitting because it's an empty shelf. And you say, oh, I've never seen it empty.
Right.
Never. And even paper towels are gone, and napkins are gone, and now Kleenex. So... Anyway, it's odd. I know somebody, and probably many people, have enough toilet paper to finish the year. I mean, they've got that
right,
many.
Right. It's just when you see it, you get it.
Yeah. And
if, that's the golden nugget right
and,
now.
And I know somebody that was waiting for the senior minute, it's 6 to 7 a.m., mm-hmm. and there were people in the parking lot sitting in their car waiting for 6 a.m.
Okay.
And then they started getting more anxious and started standing at the door just to get in for your hour.
Apart line.
Because there might be toilet paper in them thar hills.
Early
I don't know.
Bird special.
It's an odd thing. So... If possible, to just not panic and to relieve some of that, knowing we're going to be okay, we're going to hang in there. This is going to the finish at some point. Mm-hmm. And then we're probably going to have another spike along the way based on all the experts. But what they're rushing to do is to come up with therapy to help us in the interim to keep us from dying. There are medications that may, in fact, work. My brother Greg had called in and said, what about the pneumonia? Mm-hmm. He'd had the pneumonia shot. And maybe that's some sort of a preventative. According to Dr. Oz, the pneumonia shot is a different bacteria. And if you get pneumonia and you have the pneumonia shot, it's probably coronavirus because it's a completely different bacteria is what he said about
that.
But there are 100 different methods and things they're trying just to see if they can come up with some sort of a solution to help us in therapy. And then I'm very confident the world will have a tremendous vaccine. That will certainly help. It probably won't alleviate the whole thing, kind of like the flu, but it'll help bring it to more manageable numbers. I'm totally, totally confident in 2021 there'll be a coronavirus vaccine. And a pandemic that started, you know, we believe in Wuhan, China, but now there's some, how exactly it went? Was it from an animal or was it something else? There's all kinds of speculation on that. Okay, the news coming back. Text us if you want to connect, 359-2255. That's also the same phone if you want to call. You're welcome. Let me know where you're watching from. If it's not from Champaign-Urbana in the central Illinois area, love to know exactly where you are. 359-2255 again to connect. The news will be next, 7:57 on this Monday morning. It's March 30.
Hi, I'm Troy Lanz, owner of Lanz, Inc. You never realize how much you rely on the plumbing in your home until something goes wrong. A small leak can end up with a big repair if it's not taken care of right away. At the first sign of trouble, visit LanzInc.com. While there, learn more about plumbing, drain cleaning, and underground solutions. At Lanz, Inc., our commitment is to you, the customer. We look forward to having you be a part of the Lanz family. I'm Troy Lanz, and you can count on my company because you can count on me.
You have to be tough to be the world's number one selling farm tractor. So Mahindra tractors have a heavy-duty steel frame, and you can get heavy-duty savings at our spring sales event. Save thousands on Mahindra, the official tractor of tough.
Come see us at Awesome Machine Sales and Rental in Savoy and Tuscola. 0% financing is available. Service parts in-house. And don't forget to like us on Facebook, Simply Awesome.
2018 data including all Mahindra Group brand sales.
At Honda BMW of Champaign, they've got the widest variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs for you to choose from. Each of their pre-owned vehicles have undergone a rigorous and thorough inspection to ensure the highest quality for you. How could you go wrong at Honda BMW of Champaign? Visit them at the corner of Neal and Burwash in Savoy, online at drivechampaign.com, or call 356-0303, drivechampaign.com.
You've worked hard to realize your dream of opening a business. Day-to-day operations can be hectic. Sometimes
sometimes there isn't time to tackle long-term financial needs. Busey promises to partner with you as you navigate critical financial decisions, from lending strategies to retirement plans for your employees. Visit Busey.com or stop by one of our many convenient locations for solutions to your banking and wealth management needs. Busey, your dream, our promise. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, I'm Ryan, one of the owners at CU Under Construction and CU Services. I'd like to take a moment to thank the community for all the work that you have us do on your remodel, commercial, and residential properties. We would also like to inform you of all of the services that we provide. At CU Under Construction and CU Trade Services, we truly want to make your home our top priority. If you are planning a project or just needing any mechanical services, check us out at CUUnderConstruction.com, where we are building better together.
Heads up, listeners, we've got a new website. Introducing the all-new StevieJ.com, your one-stop shop for podcasts, advertising info, staff bios, Stever links, community calendars, and more. If you're a regular visitor to any of our station sites, be sure to visit the new StevieJay.com. Each station has their own tab chock full of show information. So again, if you're looking for ESPNCU, Q96, US1059, or Christian FM 95.3, you can now find them all under one roof at the new StevieJay.com.
You're listening to WSJK